NASCAR News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump toured devastation left by the flash flooding in central Texas on Friday. His visit came a week after heavy rainfall caused a 500-year flood in the Guadalupe River. Flash flooding after the river rose by 26 feet in less than 1 hour, killing at least 121 people. Tayshia Stevens reports millions of dollars have already been raised to support those who were impacted.
According to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country, $30 million has been raised by donors within and outside of Texas. The foundation said the first $5 million in emergency grants are already being distributed to vetted nonprofits across the Hill Country. It comes after flash flooding hit central Texas over the 4th of July weekend, killing over 120 people and leaving more than 160 missing. The president and first lady visited Texas on Friday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
ICE has opened a child labor trafficking investigation into two California marijuana farms. It follows a raid on two farms in which agents found 10 underage illegal immigrants, a portion of the 200 illegals who were arrested there. Looks like a plea deal for the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks is off the table.
A divided federal appeals court has thrown out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal sparing him the death penalty for Al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks. Friday's decision suggests no quick end to the long struggle by the U.S. military and successive administrations to bring to justice the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks on the United States. Mohammed is accused of developing the plot to crash hijacked airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. One hijacked plane crashed in Pennsylvania. Thousands died in the attacks. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. It's traditionally been referred to as a religious gender gap in America, and Michael Harrington reports the results of a new study that indicate that gap is getting smaller.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are among those rushing to aid Texas, where those deadly floods left scores of people dead and destroyed a lot of property as well. Samaritan's Purse is among those helping lead the charge. CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually, saying, quote, "We need to continue to surround those devastated families and communities in prayer." This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on a town downstream from Kerrville, Texas, that did have a warning system in place before those devastating floods.
As a wall of water was heading downstream, a long, flat tone blared over the tiny river community of Comfort, Texas, in a last-ditch warning for those who had missed cell phone alerts to get out. Everyone in Comfort, Texas survived the flooding. Comfort is no stranger to tragic flooding. In 1978, 33 people were killed, 15 of them in Comfort. So when an opportunity arose last year to expand the community's emergency warning system, residents buckled down to find the funding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An Atlanta father will spend the rest of his life in prison for starving his young daughter to death and mistreating his two young sons as well. Investigators say he locked the three children in separate rooms. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.